Joan Rivers with a bullhorn. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Comedian-turned-marketer Joan Rivers has apparently become this seething, facelifted volcano of repressed anger, and she's poured it all into a book called I Hate Everything, Including Me, which wouldn't normally get much attention, except... The Burbank Costco decided to ban the book, forcing Joan to invade the store with a bullhorn, a camera crew, and handcuffs.
Next thing, they'll be burning the Bible.
She noticed a shopper named Cynthia.
What's your name? Cynthia, you're going to be famous.
And she handcuffed herself to Cynthia's cart, not far from a 55-inch big-screen TV.
I'm not leaving!
Fight for the First Amendment!
My spidey sense tells me that this may have been a publicity stunt. But what could she have possibly written that Costco wouldn't want to make money selling it? Well, there's the dedication which reads, "To Son of Sam, David Berkowitz, call me, and to O.J. Simpson, who deserves another chance." And there's this, quote, "Emma Lazarus said, give me your tired, your poor. I didn't know she meant on my block." And there's the blurb on the jacket, which can't be repeated. I don't know. It's anger, yes, but delivered in the kind of quantities you'd think Costco would embrace. Plus, it's meant to be funny. Anyway, Costco called the cops, who took one look at Joan and immediately filed for disability benefits. But she left peacefully, and she seemed a little less angry. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.